Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show. Bring up whatever you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. As we kick off the third hour of the program here tonight, joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
We've been kind of recapping some of the key takeaways from today's Crypto 6 trial, day number 5, the beginning of the second week. And the key takeaways are that the feds just don't give a damn about stopping actual scammers. That was proven today by the elderly folks that took the stand. And even though they were getting taken for over, in some cases, over $1 million by scam artists that have nothing to do with me or Aria or nobody or anything like that.
Well, you kind of imagine it's probably relatively easy to catch these scammers if that was what they actually wanted to do, right? You've got to get money to these scammers at some point. At some point, there's an individual walking into a bank or doing something to get money, right? So,
well, that's one of the reasons why the scammers want to get Bitcoin these days, right?
But they still got to, in their host country, they've got to turn that into cash or something, right? At some point, they've got to find a way to
get
some actual currency
and
that they
could try to
find. Yeah, with all the blockchain analysis, once the Bitcoin goes to them, they could trace it and see when it gets cashed out.
But when the FBI receives a report of one of these scams happening, all they have to do is, like, get the old lady's phone and pretend to be that old lady for, you know, several months and get all the information they need on the scammer. And just like that, they could do something about
it. They never have. And it's now proven that
they have no obligation to protect.
They've never bothered to do any of those investigations on the actual scam artists. They want to prosecute the people selling the Bitcoin instead because it's a lot easier to find them. They don't have to really do as much hard work to actually try to track down publicly available cryptocurrency sellers. So we learned that. We also learned, sadly, that former host of the show, Melanie Neighbors, has gone federal evidence, turned, I wouldn't say she's quote-unquote pro-government, but as somebody in the chat room pointed out, I think it was Jay, a.k.a. Return to Normalcy with President DeSantis. That's his username, by the way. Says that she's...
No, it can't be Jay. Jay, quit the Matrix server.
Says she's lower than a cop.
Right.
Because basically a snitch.
Well,
right?
Yeah, I
pretty
think
low.
Kneeling to the cops and doing whatever they ask you to do is worse than being a cop.
Especially when you're barely even under any pressure. She cracked under a threat she couldn't even recall.
And this is Melanie shoot the cops in the head neighbors.
That's
right?
Her.
That was her
That's
whole
her viewpoint.
Schtick
yeah.
here on the show.
She was going to shoot Janet Yellen or something like
that.
Yeah,
she was
right?
Like, if I see her, I'm taking the shot. I don't know if it was Janet Yellen, it was some IRS.
And we argued against that. We were like, hey, that's not right. That's not moral. That's not the way to do this.
Because we're pro-peace on this show, and she was a pro-violence voice that we used to simply, as the counterpoint to hopefully make more persuasive, hopefully make more persuasive points to our listeners that violence is not the solution.
And she got on the ground and licked the boot.
Yeah, it was really sad. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We have Bad Slave on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Hey, thank you, Ian. And thanks again for your standing up for this whole thing.
Thank you.
My question is Melanie, is she saying anything other than trying to downplay the validity of Shire Free Church or anything like that? I mean, it just seems like it's a pretty big stab in the dark. I mean, she had some knowledge maybe of your financial status in the company or the...
You're right, Bad Slave. She didn't have some huge role. It was almost like she got down on her knees and licked the boot for not even something that was that helpful to the prosecution.
Yeah, you're right. There really wasn't much else to what she said because she didn't know anything about selling Bitcoin.
And she acted like she was like, I am gonna walk in here and blow the lid off of this, and it's just like, okay, so you're a lady who's admitting you're mad at Ian, and you're saying his church is fake, even though you let a Shire Free Church minister officiate your wedding. Okay?
Yeah. She got blindsided on that one.
Yeah.
I will also say that, you know, she seems scared of the libertarian community. She seems concerned for, you know, her well-being, her safety. And I just want to be clear, and I think libertarians out there would agree with this by default, and it doesn't even need to be said. But, look, if you can't just forgive Melanie and be kind to her, not necessarily welcome into your life and not trust her, but if you can't be kind to her and forgive her, then just ignore her.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do the girl any harm.
No, I'm pretty sure she was the most violent libertarian in New Hampshire, so it wasn't going to happen. Or it's not going to, like, no violence is going to befall her.
It better not.
Bad Slave, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I was, the one other question was, I'm sure that the defense of Mark Sisti actually put in a request to allow the proceedings to be recorded.
And they told him no.
But did they say why? Do they just...
They said because it's never been done before.
No, okay, so to clarify, the motion was not to record the proceedings. That would break a court rule that was set back in, like, 1946 for the federal courts. So you would not be able to, that motion would go nowhere. It would contradict the court rule. So they can't move that. That would have to be the Supreme Court, I think, or whoever it is that sets these rules, or some panel of judges at the highest levels of the federal government that makes these decisions. And a simple court motion would never, you couldn't even like appeal it up or anything like that. So no, that wasn't it. The request to the judge was to simply allow an online feed.
A live stream, basically.
Yeah, a live stream of the hearing, and that never was approved.
Well, you know, to me, you know, the First Amendment covers this completely.
Absolutely.
Well, they don't have to listen to those rules. Those are just suggestions.
Yeah, it's outrageous, Bad Slave, and I'm with you on that one. Thank you for the call tonight, man. I definitely do appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I don't think there's any kind of threat towards Melanie. I've never heard anybody
anything
like that, and I that would be insane. I mean, she's somebody who made a huge mistake. She completely ruined her reputation within the community, which prior to this was, she had a reputation of being an intelligent,
trustworthy, even
principled person.
I trusted her.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And that's the problem, is like the toughest talkers, but she was a tough talker, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of defense attorneys will tell you the toughest talker in any group is almost always the one to break under pressure, as far as when the feds start putting pressure down on people. The tough talker, they're the ones that go.
But there wasn't even any pressure here.
That's the thing. She barely had any pressure. The pressure was so light she couldn't remember the threat that was leveled against her. She just wanted to get me because she was upset at me for saying something she didn't like. Rather than actually having a conversation, she could have simply talked to somebody here at Free Talk Live and expressed her frustration. And, you know, it would have gone back to me. She wasn't I was prohibited from talking to her under my bail conditions, but she wasn't prohibited from talking to me, which would mean that I could have heard her side of the story at the very least. Yeah.
She wasn't prohibited from talking to me, certainly. I mean, that was how we found out that, you know, she wrote the article, was because it was brought to my attention, and I asked her, I was like, hey, did we get hacked?
Where she said she wanted me to spend the rest of my life in prison.
When I asked her, I was like, hey, did we get hacked, or did you write this? Because it doesn't seem like you.
Yeah.
But turns out it was her.
Let's go to TJ the Spy. You're on Free Talk Live, calling on our SIP line at sip.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, TJ.
Boy, it's like Christmas came early for the defense. I just love watching, you know, it was fun watching the IRS agent on cross just crumble. And
you're talking about the undercover IRS agent that took the stand.
The heroin dealer that wasn't.
The fake heroin dealer, yeah. This was on Friday.
I would respect him if he was a real heroin dealer, but he's a fake heroin dealer. He just goes around and lies and says, hey, I'm a heroin dealer. Will you sell me Bitcoin? And tries to entrap people.
He's a prison dealer.
Yeah, Mark Sinsty has been making mincemeat out of these federal agents that have been taking the stand. They all, to a T, all of them, when cross-examined, have looked completely dishonest, untrustworthy.
And they've all had to admit that Ian Freeman hasn't actually done anything wrong.
Stand by, TJ. I suspect you had more to say. We'll continue with the discussion here. The number is 603-283-6160. I'm not sure which one of them looked the worst. Honestly, it's been like a race to the bottom as far as these people are concerned. And it'll be interesting to have people talk to, like, the jurors on the way out on the day of the verdict.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
By the way, I want to say thank you to Free Talk Live listeners like Nook Dud. Nook Dud is a silver level supporter of our AMPS program. And you can join him over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there. It's our Patreon, and you can do it for as little as $5 a month. That's all that we ask, and it makes a big difference for us when you do that. So thank you, Milk Dud. Really appreciate the support at amps.freetalklive.com.
That would be a cute dog name.
And you can sign up with our Patreon. You can use PayPal. You can use credit card or debit card as well. It's amps.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the Amps Only podcast, which has our full radio show every night without the recorded commercials. Let's go back to TJ the Spy. He had attended every day of the trial last week. Unfortunately, he had to go back to work because, you know, not
came
most
all the way from Colorado.
Yeah, he took an entire week off of work, which is uncalled for, and really appreciated, TJ. Thank you for the huge support. You were the original Mr. Bitcoin. Someone else has taken up the mantle at this point, and Mr. Bitcoin was back out on the streets tonight for the protest, which was awesome. Of course, you were the creator of that, so I hope that feels good to have somebody else carrying the torch.
Well, it does. I mean, we got some positive press out of it.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was on CoinDesk.
Yep.
Yeah.
At WMUR and a few others.
Yep, yep.
Because it's visually attracting, and I thought it, you know, I said, boy, it's really surreal to watch, like, you and Renee have a conversation that you thought, oh, nobody's ever going to read this.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's ever going to, you know, see this. And here are the most intimate details of your relationship with Renee, like getting read out loud by two voice actors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and the voice actors are so awful.
The prosecutors.
It's the prosecutors.
Yeah.
And Seth Abrams, like, go ahead, send the money. Like, trying to make everything sound like it's bad.
Sounds sinister, yeah. By the way, I could have sworn that Seth Abrams kept making eye contact with special agent IRS undercover heroin dealer.
Mm.
And they were looking at each other, and Seth would shake his head yes or no.
Oh, wow.
And the agent would then answer yes or no. And I'm like, hold on, whoa, 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 whoa. You got to prep your witness ahead of time.
Yeah.
You can't tell the witness
I would believe it, because that's totally what it looked like was happening with the FBI agent girl that came up in a hearing, and she was supposed to be she was going to be a witness, and she did blockchain analysis or whatever. So they were doing the same thing. Like, she was looking to Georgiana for, like, what do I say?
Oh, goodness. Well, I said the whole, sad thing is I was questioning my judgment because I said, well, I'm 99% Ian certain. Ian would never do anything bad. He would never be part of a scam or hurt little old ladies.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, we have a lot of evidence he was involved. Like, when I did my proffer, we have a lot of evidence that he was involved in illegal activity, and we want to know what he was doing. And oh, goodness. I said, I want to write Seth Abrams and say, you know, anytime you guys want to behave like civilized folk, you're always welcome to ring the doorbell and say, Ian Freeman, you're under arrest. You've been a naughty boy. Place your hands behind your back. Like, well, seriously, you think we're going to come out and shoot you or something?
Yeah, you know, it's really hard to say where the feds have looked the worst in this circumstance. I always talk
about the raid.
Well, and I was going to say, we did actually get to play the raid video in court last week, and it definitely looked bad. Even
on Odyssey, it's FBI agents raid our house or whatever on Odyssey.
Sisti, my attorney, said he could hear one of the jury members gasp in, like, shock at what was going on.
My attorney remarked to me about how awful it made the prosecutors and the government look.
Mm, nice. He was in there for that part?
Sisti, when he said, or maybe it could be that you didn't want the jury seeing what was going on there that day. And I'm, like, going, oh, that's just, like, you could see Seth getting madder and madder. He's like, I don't know, gets flustered because the case is just not going the way he thought it was.
Yeah. TJ, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, I pray for you, brother. I know it's looking more and more likely, but I'm all hopeful But I hope you get acquitted on all the charges, and we'll just hope that justice prevails. So,
thank you, man. I appreciate the kind words. And again, thanks for coming out here last week. Definitely appreciate the support. Thanks, dude. The number here is 603-283-6160. Joe in Maryland, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, hi, Ian. Hi, Aria. Hi, Bonnie.
Hey.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Aria's here, too.
Bonnie.
So you said hi, Aria.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I said hi to everybody.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just didn't hear.
Next time that idiot blonde hair chick comes up to you, she asked your last name, tell her it's Parker.
What the hell is he talking about?
Oh, Bonnie Parker, that's Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh.
I don't know if I want to
associate. Who's the blonde-haired chick?
No, it wasn't the blonde-haired chick
the
that
federal agent.
Bothered me as much. It was the... So the blonde-haired chick is the minion of the lead, of the lead FBI agent, and she... I can say anything rude to her during the... raid, because she came up to me threatening me to put my dog in the pound. Mm-hmm. So I was handcuffed in a car... Waiting.
They can't do that, can they?
They probably never could, but she was threatening me.
Yeah, they lie, right?
Yeah. She came up and I was handcuffed in a car for like an hour or something, and I was sitting there meditating because I was like, what do I do? There's nothing I can do. I'm just not going to freak out. And I started meditating. Mm-hmm. Then somebody comes up to me and says, Ian Freeman's girlfriend, Bonnie Cruz. And I'm just like, I look over and I'm like, oh, can you put him in the car with me? Or am I done being handcuffed? Like, they told me I'm not under arrest. They told me I wasn't under arrest. Anyways. She's like, no, I can't put him in there. We have to put him in the pound. And I just started freaking out.
Wow.
Like, words just started coming out of my mouth. Like, don't put him in the pound. I don't have my phone. I just moved to Keene. I don't know where the pound is.
Even though they didn't have a warrant for your arrest. Yeah,
and they told
totally
me I wasn't
trying
under
to intimidate
arrest.
You.
And then she just literally, as I was like, I don't know where the pound is. I need to call some. She was like, what is the Mighty Moose Mart? And I was like, what? It's a convenience store. She's like, why do libertarians go there? And I was just
like, said, it's
a convenience store. But no, she flustered me on purpose.
Yeah.
Luckily, none of my questions were like, made any difference. But it was just like, that's when she had made, you know, she was suddenly like, walking up to me almost like a nice person. Like she was going to help me put my dog in the pound. And then she, like, when she started asking questions, it was different personality. And Matt said he experienced the same thing with her personality switch.
Mm-hmm. And she did that on the stand, too, where in the beginning part.
Yeah, she's like, I'm just, I'm an IRS agent, and this is what I do.
She's FBI.
Whatever, I don't know.
Well, this is what they do, right? They intimidate, and when they can't intimidate, because... That's what the prosecutors are learning here, that you can't intimidate a jury. You have to persuade a jury. Your FBI agents, your IRS agents, they can't intimidate their way into a verdict here. They have to persuade. They have to convince people. And this is not what they do. Their entire careers are built around intimidating people. And the skill set to persuade is fundamentally different than the skill set to intimidate.
Mm-hmm. Joe, anything else to share? Go ahead.
Yeah, like I said, I'm always praying for you and everybody else there, and let's challenge Sarah, the Christian communist, an oxymoron, to say some prayers for you, too.
Thank you, Joe, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything on your mind here on Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News.
Gas prices keep falling. AAA reports the national average price for regular is down to $3.26 a gallon. That's 6 cents lower than this date a year ago. The cheapest gas in the country is in Texas, where the statewide average is $2.69 a gallon. The City of Angels has new leadership.
Karen Bass was sworn in as the 43rd mayor of Los Angeles Sunday in a historic inauguration at the Microsoft Theater, becoming the first woman to lead the City of Angels.
The first act as mayor will be to declare a state of emergency on homelessness. A state of emergency on homelessness.
Bass was sworn in by Vice President Kamala Harris. I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join the show. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Bonnie, Aria joining you tonight. You can join us online, of course, anytime you want. So head over to freetalklive.com to do that. Coming up here tonight, if we get a chance, otherwise we might have to kick it to tomorrow, the metaverse story, the latest on Zuckerberg from Facebook. Is he going to sink his company with his metaverse obsession? We can talk about that. But also, we got our very own nobody, I believe, on the line here, if he's there, on our conference call via Jitsi.
I'm here.
I hear nobody.
Nobody's here.
Welcome, sir.
Oh, thank you.
I don't see nobody.
And, I could turn the camera on, but they usually don't have the feed
I was just saying, it seems that nobody's here.
Nobody is here.
Yeah, nobody is here.
You have nobody in your ears. Go ahead, nobody. What's up?
Let's see. Well, I'm really disappointed by what I'm hearing about Melanie.
Yeah, it's sad.
I also did have one suggestion, which is if the prosecutors are answering questions for the witnesses or signaling them, that is not kosher. And I hope somebody has mentioned that to Sisti, because that's something that should be objected to and pointed out, because that way the jury knows that they're not reporting what they're supposed to report, which is their recollections. What they're reporting is whatever lies the prosecutor puts in their mouth.
I feel like they've got to be seeing the same stuff that TJ is seeing. Like, they're sitting right next to the prosecution.
It helps to have it pointed out, though.
Until you object to it, the judge may not take notice of it unless it's very...
obvious.
Or the jury may not take notice of it, or they might think it's okay.
The other problem is Sissy's not facing them. Sissy's listening, or she's not like looking at the prosecution. And the other thing,
he's usually making notes and watching the witness. Yeah.
And the other thing is, like, when these people do this, it's just like it looks. I've noticed it too, like TJ said. But I feel like you could easily be like, I was just nodding my head that she was right, or, you know, like, it's not like they're saying yes, like something that could be proven, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, well, they would have to be discreet if they're putting answers in people's mouths, but that's definitely dirty. Well, I don't know if you can capitalize on it or not, but I just wanted to make the suggestion.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Sure, and people are full of self-doubt, so, I mean, sure, some people in the jury may have noticed it and some others may not, but they may not be sure that's what they saw, so it may help to have it pointed out, hey, you keep nodding when you want the witness to say yes as their answer to a question. Is there a reason for that? But I can't imagine that's actually not allowed, because how do you control the prosecutor's body language, right?
Well, yeah, one thing's for sure, it isn't helping these guys on cross-examination. I mean, if they're just trying to remind them of their pre-rehearsed answers during the direct questioning, that's one thing. But if they're trying to signal them during cross, they're not getting anywhere, because they look bad, these feds. They really look corrupt. They really look like liars.
Well, they are.
And they are. But, I mean, Sissy's done a great job of putting it right out there.
Yeah, I mean, the questions that I would be asking, at least the heroin dealer guys, so you claim to be a heroin dealer, that was a lie, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you said this, that was a lie, right?
You're a professional liar, right? You lie for a job, right?
Huh?
You lie for a job, correct? Like, I would have led with that, but then again, Sissy did amazing, so I'm not criticizing Sissy at all.
Yeah, I'm not, obviously I haven't been there, so for all I knew, he did exactly that and more. I don't know, but yeah, it's and I'm glad to hear that the fed scum are proving themselves to be fed scum.
Well, what worries me is that we say all this and we hear all this from a libertarian perspective. Mm-hmm. What would a statist feel if they were watching this?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And that's what I'm always worrying about. I'm like, yes, that's such a good, that's like, I'm so glad that person said that or whatever, and then later I'm like, I don't even know if a normie would have caught any of that.
Mm. Time will tell.
Indeed. Yeah.
Well, and that's what summation is for when Sisti makes his closing statement. That's when he brings everything together and he points out all the things that the jury should have noticed as it was going on, and says, these are the things that matter. And of course, the prosecutors will lie and say a completely different set of things matters.
And then the worst part, of course, is that the prosecutors go last.
Do they?
So they get the final word. Yeah, they get the final word, and then the judge gives his instructions, which is always tainted towards the state. So the last two messagings that the juries receive in any criminal trial is messaging from the prosecutor and messaging from the judge, which is pro-government messaging. And that's the hardest part to deal with. You have to have a case that's so strong on defense, or a defense that's so strong, that you can override the pro-government messaging that comes after you.
There are circumstances under which the defense can speak last, and
really?
I don't know what they are.
I've never seen it.
It should just happen. You should just ask to go last.
I think I saw it on Law and Order one time. the attorney asked for permission to give his summation after the prosecutor.
Couldn't hurt to ask, I guess.
He knew the prosecutor was going to say something that he would be able to answer, and he didn't want to foreshadow it.
Mm. Well, logically, it would make sense for the defense to always go last, because everything is supposed to be biased toward the defense.
That's what you would think.
Because
right?
It's supposed to be, as much as we want to put the guilty behind prison, we it's far more important to us to avoid putting the innocent in prison. Yeah, that's supposed to be their mantra. Mm-hmm.
What they used to say before the courts became completely corrupt is that it's better that 10 guilty men go free than for one innocent man to go to prison. They don't believe that anymore. I was going to say on the issue of videotaping that what I really think it violates is not the First Amendment, but the I believe it's the Eighth Amendment that guarantees a speedy and public trial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're already.
Trial is not public if they're hiding it. But then again, if I was operating a kangaroo court in which 97% of defendants plead out and 97% of the remaining defendants get convicted, I probably wouldn't want it going out over the internet what kind of skullduggery I was guilty of either. So.
To be fair to this judge, I gotta say he's playing it pretty fair.
Well,
with the objections,
he's not really because he made it
particularly bad.
He made it to where the public is not allowed in, even physically, because you have to have an ID. People, illegal immigrants, whatever you want to call them, don't have IDs. Some homeless people don't have IDs. Everyone is not allowed into this courtroom just because of that alone. And identifying yourself to a public agent is just, hey, my name is Bonnie Cruz.
Yeah. I'm not saying that I support the policies of the court or anything like that, and he's ultimately still a pawn in the system as far as this, you know, he's a government guy, right? Like, he's going to generally rule in favor of the government, but he doesn't always rule in favor of the government on the objections. I'd say he's about half and half. He's given some of them to
Sissy. No, I think he's given more to Sissy.
He's really? Okay.
But he doesn't want to give any credence to the libertarian idea that the government is after us, or else
The judge in the Ross Ulbricht case did not give a damn about any kind of credence or whatever.
I don't know if credence was the right word.
Total,
it just came out.
She just went total arch statist and shut down Ross Ulbricht's case. So, like, we actually, I think, are going to be able to put a case on in this trial.
Well, people in New Hampshire are too smart to be tricked that easily.
Yeah, could be. Hey, Nobody, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate you checking in. That's Nobody. He normally is on with us on Friday nights and also Saturdays with Beard Talk Live. So check him out then at Saturday, of course, it's 10:30 Eastern on our video channel on Odyssey. You can go there at video.freetalklive.com. We got enough time for you if you want to join us now in the upcoming remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Hey, we got all kinds of cool features on our site. We do have our own social media platform. You can go to social.freetalklive.com and then interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there for free anytime you want to. And it's our platform. We run the thing. That means we set the rules, not Mark Zuckerberg or Elon Musk or some other big tech elite. It's all done locally. And if you don't like the server, well, you can just go to some other server.
Alex Jones is welcome on our server.
Yeah, I'd be happy to have Jones or Trump or anybody else who actually, you know, would
Kanye
like to not be censored for their free speech. Yeah, we'd love to have Yahoo show up or whatever. But I'll tell you this, we did have in the this exodus from Twitter that happened last month when Elon Musk took over Twitter. There was a fairly large number of people that were looking for other options, and somehow some of them ended up on our Mastodon server. I don't know if they just searched for Mastodon and ours came up in the first three pages. I'm not sure where. I doubt
That's
it would.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, I doubt it would because, you know, we don't have a big server. It's no more than maybe a few hundred users or something
maybe
like that.
Maybe because you've written about it a lot, so like they
could be.
Googled
yeah.
it and your tweets came up or something?
Could be. That's a possibility. But one of them showed up and signed up and didn't really put anything in the... Like, normally there's like a sign-up box that we have, and you have to put in a reason why you want to join. If you put in just reference Free Talk Live, we're going to let you right into the server. If it doesn't sound like you're here to, if it sounds like you're here to spam us, we're not going to let you in.
Just prove that you're not a bot, that you're a thinking, functioning human being,
right.
And we'll generally let you in.
Yeah, if it doesn't sound like generic or something like that, we'll let you in. This person clearly didn't know what server they were signing up for, but I'm like, it's fine, you know, we'll just let you sign up. It seemed like a real human being, so I let the person sign up. And within 24 hours, this person had submitted like three or four snitch requests on various different
users. I saw those, I think.
I'm like,
People, oh, never mind.
Just reporting people for this person's a Nazi, or they're saying this is wrong think.
I was going to ask, was it people we know? Like, was it obviously somebody who knows them and was just trying
to?
Probably real Casey Rollins. That dude gets reported so many times. And it's usually not anyone on our server doing the reporting.
Yeah, that's true as well. But this one was on our server and reporting people also on our server or other servers.
Dude, we don't care.
And I said, you know what? You're on the wrong server, man. We don't want somebody snitching around here. And
I love this. He's reporting people for violations or whatever.
And he gets banned.
He's the one who gets mad. I love it.
So, yeah, that's how it goes.
Thank you for your service.
Check it out at social.freetalklive.com. Chuck is on the line in Washington State. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, I just wanted to throw this at you. About 3 months ago, I could listen to you on KCUP at 12:30 a.m. in Newport, Oregon. And I don't know if that's the case after October 1st, so whatever. What I'm getting at here is that I started listening to Free Talk Live around, it would be at the 5 o'clock hour on the Pacific Coast. And you guys were talking about Bitcoin or something related to a case that's going on in New Hampshire, a local issue. I mean, really in-depth stuff that I could appreciate if I really knew what was going on. But then I had to remind myself, wait a second, you started listening at a different time because you guys must have been talking about this an hour before I started listening. And that gets to my point there at KCUP. They started broadcasting Free Talk Live at 4 o'clock or so, if I remember correctly, or 3 o'clock or something like that. So anyway, I'm not entirely trying to be a jackass here or anything like that, but
I'm not sure what you're saying.
I think what he's saying is that the local news that we've been talking about, the cryptocurrency news here in New Hampshire, isn't of interest to him out there in Washington.
This is national news.
And it's also, like, Ian is the one on trial here, the one of the people you're talking to, right? You did get that part, right?
Well, yeah, I get it. I mean, but I'm the level of in-depth...
I can't think of anything I want to talk about more, and it's I get to talk, you get to call in about things. I don't understand. Yeah, right. And you can always call in and bring up a different thing.
Yeah, if there's some other issue out there that you think's really important, now would be the time to do it rather than just complaining about what you're hearing.
No, I'd rather we have an in-depth discussion about clam digging, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
maybe
none of the hosts dig clams, but.
Is that a sex joke?
No, he was saying that that's so boring. He doesn't want to hear about the case. It's just like, okay, listen to anything else. There's an internet. Do you have access to the internet?
Because here's the thing. I really
Ian, he just needs to call the radio station. It's not the place to call and complain about.
Well, look, I just told you, Chuck, you just called into the show. What's the point in complaining about it when you could bring up something you want to talk about?
Because you want to talk about clam digging and...
Is that really what you want to talk about?
Yes, I do.
Well, then talk about it. What about clam digging? What do we need to know?
What's the clam conditions there?
How the hell would I know?
I thought you wanted to talk about it.
He already said he was joking.
Are you even on the air in KCUP and...
No, I don't believe we're currently on that
station.
Come
on.
He doesn't need to call into Free Talk Live to ask that. He needs to call KCUP.
So you had nothing to talk about.
He's just unhappy with the show.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, two of the people here are involved in this trial. I would expect us to talk about it, right?
This is what we did with our day today. Bonnie and I, we went to this trial. I am the person on trial. We've been talking about it for 2 years now on this show since we were arrested and they raided our studio in March of 2016. And if you don't like it, as Bonnie pointed out, there's plenty of other content out there for you to listen to. And this guy, by the way, listens on the internet, so he's certainly well aware.
People traveled across the country to come to this case.
Yeah, this is not a local news story. This is a national level story,
and not just TJ
about what is
today.
it's a national level story about cryptocurrency and the crackdown against it by the federal government here. And if that
if it was happening to someone else, we'd be reporting on it.
Well, I mean, we did report on it when it was Jeremy Kaufman and others, but we do have a unique perspective on this one.
We wouldn't be able to report on it in as depth because
if we couldn't attend.
We weren't there for these other trials.
But if we could attend, we probably would, because we do that to trials we attend in New Hampshire.
Yes, that is absolutely true. Anytime we go to a trial, which is not that unheard of around here, we usually tend to talk about it. And if it's something that, you know, bugs you or whatever, well, we have open phones. And anyone who wants to is free to call in and talk about anything they want. And all he had was clam digging, and he didn't really mean to talk about that. He was just full of it.
There have been entire shows where, like, we came in with a plan, we were going to discuss this or whatever, and then some caller brought up some interesting subject. And we didn't talk to the caller for an hour and a half, but we did stay on that subject for the rest of the freaking show. So,
absolutely.
Dude, call in with whatever is, call in with a better subject.
He has a better subject.
All he wanted to do was bitch. Let's talk to David in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
Speaking of people who like to bitch,
David usually brings something to the table. Go ahead, David.
I got three things about the trial, but that was my buddy Chuckles the Clown out in Longview, Washington. How you doing, Chuck? listening to you on K-Talks Radio, and the owner of K-Talks, recently sold that K-Cup Radio, so I don't know whatever.
That explains it.
You only have a minute, David. Don't you have three topics?
David, you're listening on K-Talks.
No. Okay.
I listen to K-Talks sometimes.
Okay.
Point number one, it occurs to me, you have a professional attorney, so he can make his own decisions, but I'm not a professional attorney, but it occurs to me that if I were managing my case pro se, I would make an objection so that it's on the record regarding the leading of the witness by somebody in the gallery who happens to be tied to the prosecution, so that if it's not ruled on favorably during the trial, it's grounds for appeal because I objected to it. And then point number two that I would object to, and I'll only have to come back to that because I lost it. So let me tell you point number three that I did successfully from the witness stand when I was professionally represented by counsel. When I was being badgered by it was a civil case. The other party's attorney being badgered on cross-examination, and I was asked a question that was a pointed misleading question where they wanted a yes or no answer. I didn't give them a yes or no answer. I gave background that you already know the answer to that question because this, and this. And so, yes, you already know the answer is yes. Is one of the things that I did, and there's something else.
You'll have to get to number two on another night. Thank you, David. We're out of time. See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, maybe we'll talk about the metaverse tomorrow. In the meantime, join us at freetalklive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.